A new permanent memorial to the first responders who died in New York City on 9/11 has been unveiled in a park hundreds of miles from Ground Zero. The Springfield 9/11 monument, planned to ensure those who lost their lives heroically saving others on that fateful day are never forgotten, was dedicated in a solemn and moving ceremony that took place at dusk in Riverfront Park. The monument features a 9.5-foot steel beam from the World Trade Center set vertically in front of a curved bronze wall engraved with the names of 498 firefighters, police officers, and others who died helping victims of the attack.
Michael D. Dioria, Scott Matthew Davidson, Clinton Davis Sr.
Each of the names was read aloud, recited in turns by 60 people that included relatives of the deceased, members of the New York City Police and Fire Departments, local law enforcement officials, and members of Springfield's September 11th committee.
Bernard Ivory, Dennis M. Johnson, William R. Johnston, Andrew Brian Jordan Sr., Carl Henry Joseph,
William Wren, Kevin W. Yoakum, Raymond R. York, and Donald MacArthur Young. And may they who gave so much, who gave their all, rest in peace.
After the last name was read, there was a rifle salute, taps sounded, and two spotlights shined on the steel beam, casting shadows on the bronze wall, invoking the Twin Towers.
It's a really touching tribute that they did, you know, something for the first responders. It's a gorgeous setting on the river here, and I think they've done a really nice job.
New York City Fire Department Lieutenant Joseph Juergens found the name of his brother, Thomas Edward Juergens, engraved on the wall. Thomas was a member of the Army Reserves who was working near the World Trade Center and disappeared while helping evacuate people from the South Tower. He was 26 years old.
I think with time it just stings a little bit more. It's because you know that there's so much that he lost out on.
Springfield's tribute to the lives lost in New York on 9/11 was recognized in turn by Edward Centnar, Director of Public Safety for the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey, who presented Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno with an American flag that was flown over the World Trade Center site.
It is a very, very great tribute to the folks that do this every day, and I can't thank you and your staff enough.
The keynote speaker at the dedication was Massachusetts native Andrew Card, who was the White House Chief of Staff on 9/11. He recounted telling President George W. Bush that the country had been attacked, traveling with the president to Ground Zero, where he met with rescue workers, and then met with the families of first responders.
This is an important memorial. It's an important memorial because we promised never to forget.
In an especially moving tribute that brought repeated applause from the roughly 300 people at the dedication ceremony, dozens of police motorcycles and cars, fire trucks and ambulances with lights flashing and sirens blaring rolled over the Memorial Bridge and drove up to the park entrance to symbolize the emergency services response on 9/11. The monument will be the future site for Springfield's annual remembrance ceremony on September 11th. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill, the WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.